Deepwater Horizon occurred, I think it was April 20th, my world changed. We really had a big focus across the agency on getting the data out, not only to the first responders, and that was the initial focus, was getting all of our data out to Coast Guard, DHS, other responders.
Federal, state, and local. I mean, there were a lot of people involved just in terms of first responders.
Absolutely. But within a day or so, the focus quickly turned to getting the information, all that same information to the public. And what we saw was there was not a mechanism in place to work through all the agreements. I mean, the data was coming in from state, local governments, the private sector as well, different agencies. And everybody had different kind of rules for what's releasable, what's the quality assurance, quality control kind of things, the security aspect of it, of trying to bring all the data together. And so what I look at is data transparency. You have to get the data out there. Otherwise, people believe that you're hiding something. And at all times, the direction I received from the NOAA administrator was to get as much data out as fast as possible. And so we embarked on that. But, I mean, again, working out security arrangements, bringing feeds in, because we were working actual feeds of data, not just here's a data set, because we knew the situation would be a protracted one. But we were working with, data.gov, all of our websites, and then the geoplatform.gov, getting information out there in a geospatial context. So I look at it as we attack this problem in multiple ways, but I think you really have to put the data out there very quickly and with a confidence level, confidence factor. And as we're a science organization, so everybody wants to go through the peer review and make sure the data is 100% accurate, but in a crisis situation, you can't do that. You need to put it out there and hope that everybody can understand that this data hasn't maybe gone through proper QA/QC.
And talk a little bit about that. You're one of the deciders too. So you have all this data coming across, and you have to make decisions based upon this information. At what point does data become valid enough that you can put it out, that you can share it in some way, shape, or form?
We have ships out there collecting water samples and. Sometimes many days or even weeks would go by and data wasn't posted. But I think you have to do a quick review of the data, maybe normalize the data, but get it out there with some kind of expression of confidence. And I think the Information Quality Act allows for that. But typically, science organizations have a hard time making that adjustment. So it's something we're still working on. I've been documenting all of our lessons learned from that and trying to improve as we go. But I think, to me, the challenge there is taking the lessons learned from Deepwater Horizon and implementing those changes, taking the actions and making sure that the next crisis occurs, whether it be a hurricane, tsunami, volcano, earthquake, there will be other environmental disasters and so on, and we've got to be prepared to be able to respond quicker. So that's what I'm working on.